IBM Podcast.
Welcome to this IBM Podcast, Insight and Product Innovation. I'm Angelique Matheny with IBM. Smarter products are the building blocks of a smarter planet, but how do you make smarter products better and faster than your competition? Companies require product and systems development capabilities that can balance the trade-offs between product features, quality, time to market, and profitability. IBM calls its set of capabilities for building smarter products, Insight and Product Innovation. And here to join us for the conversation is Steve Schoaf, Market Manager for Systems Engineering, and Nicole Catrana, Worldwide Program Director, Product and Service Innovation. Hi, Steve. Hi, Nicole. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Angelique. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Steve, what do you mean by smarter products? And, you know, why are they important?
Well, Angelique, we're seeing an increasing degree of competition today among companies that are delivering products to consumers. This is being driven largely by increasing consumer demand, not only for higher quality products or having these products faster than ever before, but for an increasing amount of differentiation within the product that allows the product to be customized to individual consumer preferences. So you think, how is this done? How do you make a product so that it can be differentiated so easily for a huge variety of consumer demands? And the answer has been software. Many products today have an increasing amount of software in them that allows the consumer to set individual preferences for a product. So let's look at something like a smartphone, for example. So any smartphone that comes off the shelf stays as it came off the shelf for probably about 1 minute before the person that bought that phone begins to customize that phone for their individual preferences by setting ringtones, backgrounds, what have you. And this type of demand is being applied to other products like cars and planes and things like that. So the amount of software in these products leads to what we call the intelligence within the product. So we need to think about, what does it take to build one of these products? And the challenges are immense. First of all, companies need to look at, what business are they in? And they ask questions like, do I want to be the innovation leader and be the first to market with a brand new technology? Or do I want to be a fast follower and deliver an existing product more inexpensively at a lower price? And they may make conscious decisions to go into a certain business or to transform their business to meet these particular business objectives. So this requires a lot of analysis of their existing business processes and some analysis as well of what they expect to achieve with respect to these business objectives. Secondly, they need to ask themselves, how are they going to develop the product? Today's smarter products have an incredible degree of complexity deriving specifically from the amount of software, but also from the amount of function that the products deliver. Managing this complexity during the development process is very, very difficult because we now have the idea of mechanical engineers developing the hardware components, electrical engineers developing the electronics, and software engineers developing the software all need to be on the same page with respect to this design. So these products are comprised of many different systems, all of which have to come together and work perfectly with an inability to really test the function of the systems until the product comes off the assembly line. So the challenge is to perform levels of system testing to understand how to manage this complexity much earlier in the product development lifecycle, where mistakes can be found and addressed when they're much less expensive. The third challenge is getting all of the various design teams on the same page. Design teams today may be located across the world in different time zones, all working on different aspects of the product. and in fact may be parts of many different companies. Many of the design tasks today are outsourced to various companies. And so if you think of the challenge of having 100 different companies all working on some aspect of the design of a complex product like a car or a plane, needing to work from a single design, it's a pretty complex challenge. And so there's this need to support a very high degree of collaboration across all of these various teams. And then another challenge is looking from a business perspective, how are you going to be profitable after this product is in the market? Because there's opportunity for profitability from the time that the product comes off the assembly line till the end of its life. This opportunity exists in the form of after-sales services and in the form of reduced maintenance and operations costs as well.
Thanks, Steve. Nicole, Steve mentioned these challenges. Can you tell us the solution or IBM solution for addressing some of these challenges?
Absolutely. I think that what you've heard Steve describe is pretty much what a lot of people would consider PLM or product lifecycle management. It's really talking about taking a product or a system from concept all the way through the development process and end of life. And what you're really hearing Steve say is that our clients are now at a point where they need to change. They need to look at how they're doing things and how they need to evolve and do things differently. The competition will not allow them to continue as they were and still be in a competitive position to take a leadership role. And because of the complexity that's coming into these products because of software and the fact that these products don't stand alone and are quite often integrated with other back-end systems, like those cell phones are integrated with, it could be the coupon manufacturer that's, you know, generating the Starbucks coupon as you're walking by. The reality is these products don't stand alone. So fundamentally, IBM said, we've got to really address these challenges that our clients are facing, and we've got to address them at every point in the life cycle. So essentially, IBM has come up with a solution that helps to address the client's problems throughout every point in the life cycle, and we call that insight in product innovation. This is our solution for smarter products. We've kind of grouped these into four core capability areas based on feedback from our clients. And what we're hoping you guys can do is really identify with which of these areas do you need help and what is it that IBM has available to help you. So the four core capability areas that we're going to talk about today are business planning and transformation, product and systems development, product support, and lifecycle collaboration. We're just going to briefly touch upon what goes into these four core areas in the context of your industry. So when it really comes down to business planning and transformation, Steve really touched upon this, is what is it that I really want to be when I grow up, and where do I want to take my organization or my product? This is really going from the analysis of what goes into the products, aligning the business objectives with the engineering capabilities. It goes into the processes that you put in place to actually deliver those products. Some people call this product and portfolio management or enterprise architecture management. This is really an area where IBM has capabilities across our services organization as well as some of our core tools. So if this is your challenge, we definitely want to talk to you about this. Once you've really identified where you want to be, what you want to be when you grow up, and really the process you want to put in place, then you've got to be thinking in terms of how am I actually going to deliver those products, or how am I going to link those products to the other products or back-end systems. That's really what we're talking about when we're talking about product and systems development. And IBM has an approach from not only the application lifecycle management perspective, which is really the software development component, but also the integration across those engineering disciplines, the software, the electrical, and the mechanical. Because as Steve described, more and more of the products that we're delivering today do have a heavy influence of software that is affecting those different engineering disciplines. So we, IBM, have a lifecycle approach to product development, and we also have the ability to link those products and systems together in a lifecycle approach. While addressing the security issues that you're probably facing, especially as your products are being developed on a global nature or involving multiple suppliers. And that really leads us to the third core area that we've heard you say that you need help, and that's what we're calling lifecycle collaboration. And that really does kind of address the fact that you're not building everything with a single system or a single set of products. You're probably pulling in different suppliers, different vendors. You are probably not developing everything in a Dallas location. You're probably developing it across the United States or across the world. And that brings about a number of different systems and tools that may or may not be talking to each other. So one of the things we can do is really help you to integrate those different systems and those tools to make this more of a cohesive process as you're building that smarter product. Because the reality is if you have a break at any point in that process, you're going to end up having recalls, or you're going to miss your time to market, and that's just not acceptable. And then the fourth core area that we talked a little bit about, and Steve really talked about this, is really when you're taking that product to end of life, how do you actually create net new revenue streams? How do you manage the changes associated? I mean, the reality is once you put a product out to market, you're going to get feedback from your clients, or you might end up having issues or recall problems. You're going to end up making changes. This is going to be an iterative process. So how do you make sure that those changes are getting fed back into the product development lifecycle process and being rolled back out? And then as you evolve those products and actually make some net new changes, they could be new revenue streams for you. So you really want to be thinking about how can you make new money off of an existing product, and how do you feed that information back into your process so that you can actually evolve the process, maybe get a little bit more nimble and come up with new ways to generate your revenue streams. And I know I keep pounding on those revenue streams, but the reality is people want to be looking for ways that they can take more out of less, which is basically take more out of an existing product. So, Angelique, what I really wanted to do is summarize that the IBM Insight and Product Innovation Solution is really going to help our clients address problems that they've had their whole life, which is basically managing the product lifecycle from concept through development through end of life.
That's fantastic, Nicole, and it's great that you're keeping the client in mind as this is developed. And Steve, I know you've worked in this arena for quite a while. Can you give us a real-life example of how this technology might be used?
Well, sure. I guess one of the most visible examples of a complex product that all of us touch every day is an automobile. And the automobile manufacturers today are facing an increasing pressure to differentiate their products for the end user, but also to meet their individual company's revenue objectives. And so we all know about the push to go green, and this is driving a lot of automobile manufacturers to invest in hybrid and electric cars. And a good example is General Motors with the Volt felt the same pressure. And so you think about the hybrid nature of the Volt, you've got multiple systems that all need to come together. Sometimes we refer to this as systems of systems because that's literally what it is. These systems need to come together to integrate the electric drive system with the powertrain and the body controllers. And the Volt actually has more than 10 million lines of code in the car and almost 100 control units. So this indicates the degree of software complexity alone. And some of the challenges that GM faced was to deliver the Volt in a much shorter time frame than traditional cars. And the typical development cycle for new vehicle technologies is 10 years or more, and the Volt was delivered in less than 5 years. And GM is actually using a lot of IBM capabilities to meet the challenges that it faces with development delivery of the Volt. It's using, for example, rational doors for managing all the customer requirements and tracing those requirements throughout the development lifecycle. It's modeling the systems within the car and the interaction of those systems using Rational Rhapsody. It's collaborating across its design chain, which is comprised of multiple, literally hundreds of design companies using Rational Team Concert. And it's managing all of its engineering assets as they are placed in service using Rational Asset Manager. At the beginning of the project, GM used IBM Global Services for investigating how to transform its business to deliver this electric hybrid vehicle.
Well, I think what you've heard Steve say and what you've hopefully gotten across in this podcast was that we understand that more and more of these products today are not standalone products. They are integrated to other back-end systems. That software is really driving a lot of the innovation, but it's also adding an additional layer of complexity to every process that you're possibly putting in place, everything from how are you going to roll out that product, what processes do you want to put in place, what's the development lifecycle going to look like, and how are you going to integrate your different systems and your different partners to actually deliver the product, and then how are you going to make new revenue streams? What I'm saying is all these things are what goes into what we're calling product lifecycle management. And IBM's solution to that is our Insight and Product Innovation solution, which is really helping our clients, you, address your challenges at every point in the lifecycle. And I think what I heard Steve say is that there are real-life examples of our clients doing this. This is not a net new problem. But what you're hearing is that IBM has listened to you and that we've actually evolved our solutions to address your specific challenges. So I really hope that you will contact IBM, talk to your sales rep, and have a conversation and really understand which one of these solutions are right for you.
Nicole and Steve, thank you so much for sharing your time today. It was a great discussion, and we really appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thank you.
That was Rational Steve Schoaf and Nicole Catrana discussing insight and product innovation to help you design, deliver, and manage smarter products. To share this podcast with your colleagues, or if you're interested in more podcasts like this one, check out the Rational Talks to You podcast page at www.ibm.com/rational/podcast. And for more information about insight and product innovation, we'll post a link to the IPI page. I encourage you to visit and get started today. This has been an IBM podcast. I'm Angelique Matheny. Thanks for listening. Keep tuning in as Rational talks to you.
IBM. Podcast.